over-deliver, Brian Kurtz.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Book review. Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. This book I just finished. I've had it for a while. It's one of those I knew needed to be read. And I get this every once in a while. I get these ideas of books that need to be read. And I know who Brian Kurtz is. I've been following his career a long time. When he came out with this book, I was one of the first people that ran out and got it. It really was one that I wanted to read. The problem is I have, most of the books I own are books that I want to read. I mean, honestly, a whole lot of these I've read, and a whole lot of these I haven't read yet, or haven't read all the way through. Some oftentimes books, if a really good book, sometimes I won't read cover to cover, but I use more of it as a textbook. Or I'll go to it. It's so rich that I'll go back to it from time to time and look in a random spot or look up something very specific that I'm looking for. And I consider those great books and good books to own. This is one of those that really should be read front to back, but at the same time has very much a textbook appeal to me, especially if you're interested in... Let me put it this way. If you own a business and you plan to own businesses for the rest of your life and you're passionate about getting a message out there, this is a book you need to read. The philosophy alone is worth reading it, but for all the specifics he goes through with the ideas of direct response and direct response culture are so important. The subtitle here is Build a Business for a Lifetime, Playing the Long Game in Direct Response Marketing. If you're unfamiliar with direct response marketing, this may not be the first book you read, but it's going to be one of them that you want to read. So buy it and start reading it. And if it's confusing at all to you, you might want to start with something else. And we've discussed some of those. He also has an amazing list of titles also in this book for other reading. It's one of those textbook elements. He covers so many other areas and places for you to go to. This should definitely be in the beginning times of your studying. This is one of those that is a classic book, even though it's not that old. It's only a few years old. Brian Kurtz, he worked at Boardroom Inc. and worked with Marty Edelstein, Edelstein for years, and was their list guy. He is one of the smartest people you will ever find on the concept of running and growing a list, a customer list, a client list, an ongoing list that you go back to over and over again, how you go about nurturing that list and taking care of that list and taking it and taking care of it so that it takes care of you in the long run. And he goes through so many concepts of that and what the reality is really behind it and the humanity behind having a base of customers that you treat like family. So many important ideas in this book, especially if you got to get all the way to the end. And some of the final chapters I found just really captivating. I'm not going to go into too many specifics because I'm going to pull out some of this stuff from time to time and have a special episode just on some of the concepts, some of my favorite concepts from this book. But definitely want to check out Over Deliver by Brian Kurtz. Let me see if I can find one. I'll tell you, those of you who are keen observers will notice I have a little bit of paint on my hands and probably a little bit on my face. I was painting today and yesterday, And during that time, so I've had the physical copy of this book, but I got the audio version so I can listen to Brian Kurtz himself read it to me. And from time to time, I'd run inside the house to highlight something he had just said so that I can go back and refer to it easily. It's one of the bummers when it comes to audio books is that sometimes you just can't highlight and you can't access it quickly, but it's a great way to either go through a book the first time or to have continual listenings, continual readings of a book. If you're a slow reader like me, it takes me too long to read, and so a lot of times I will start with an audiobook or something of that sort. This is one I knew I'd have to have a physical copy, and I'm so glad I did. Let me see if I can find something really quick here that really really caught me, especially toward the end. There was a couple of ideas that he put forth, embracing that. This is one that I talk about a lot, but not I've never heard it said quite this way. Embrace competition as coexistence. He has a whole section on this, on how to do that. How do you go about doing that? What does that actually mean? I talk about in my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. I sponsor this episode with my own book. You know, you get a free copy over at amazonproofbook.com. But that's the whole idea of not really believing in competition fully. You gotta go beyond what you would consider competition and be willing to coexist with others and see how you can use them to your benefit. And I don't mean use people, but be able to work with people who you'd normally consider an enemy. Really good stuff here. There's so much in here that I want to go over. He's a baseball fan, and so he makes a lot of references. If you are a baseball fan as well, you'll definitely love some of his references back, comparing a lot of concepts of baseball back into running a business and marketing. Over Deliver, Brian Kurtz. I'm going to leave it at that. Go check it out. I will bring more of this to you in the future, but I want you to go and get it for yourself. It's one of those you never want to get rid of. I'm going to have it on my shelf for good. It's going in my direct response library. It's one of those things that you just definitely have to have. It sparked so many ideas that I was keeping notes on in my phone while I'm painting. So I got paint all over my phone while I'm trying to write notes from this fabulous book. But Over Deliver, Brian Kurtz. That's all I've got for today. I'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.